My favorite person. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My favorite person. Now, who is that favorite person? Who is that person that I think is so wonderful? Well, obviously, it's me. My favorite person is me. As long as we live our life realizing that my favorite person is me, we will find that my favorite person is me, and that's pretty wonderful. When we think that somebody else is our favorite person, or somebody else is number one, when we think that somebody else is more exciting than we are, then life's not worth living. When you get up in the morning, do you say, "Good morning, Herb, how are you?" And I'm Herb, so I say that to me, you know. "Good morning, Herb, how are you?" And I say, "I'm just wonderful." And, "Well, Herb, get out of bed. You've been laying there now for almost 20 minutes, just sort of meditating. You should get out of bed." Well, I like meditating. And I'm not sleepy, but I'm meditating. And I'm thinking about all the wonderful things that my world is. And I think about all the wonderful people in my world. And I think how fantastic my world is. Yeah. Well, get out of bed. Look, who are you to tell me that I have to get out of bed? It's early in the morning. The sun hasn't even come up yet. And it's still way earlier than I need to get up for. Well, I said you have to get out of bed. Who are you? Well, I'm your favorite person. Well, what do you mean? If you're my favorite person, you'd flow with who I am. Well, that's the point. I'm your favorite person, and I like to do all the things that I can do. I like to get busy. I like to have an active life. I like to have a thrilling life. I like to move around and do things. And if you're going to lay in bed, you're not going to do things. Well, you got a point there. So, my favorite person makes me jump out of bed. And I jump out of bed. And I feed the dog. And I take care of my duties. And I take my shower. And I get ready for the day. And I get dressed and ready for the day. I don't sit around in my PJs or sit around in my sleeping couch. I just get up and get going. And then, as I get going, I sit down and I say, "Well, now let's see. Let's record one of our morning talks here." So I record a morning talk and put it onto the internet. And while it's recording, it takes time to go into this phase and that phase and the other phase. And I say, "Well, now look. I don't need to sit here and listen to it again. I'm just going to turn the sound off, and it's going to go through its machinations by itself, and I'm going to prepare my next talk, because my favorite person likes to use my time effectively, efficiently. I've already watered the plants. I've already fed the dog. I've made the bed. I've vacuumed the house. I've cleaned off my desk. I've dusted the things in my room and my house here, and everything's in order. And say, now, let's be effective. Let's be efficient. Let's do these things that make this all very exciting and very much exactly what I like to do." And the only way to do that is when you get busy and you are accomplishing things and the world is going along just like 100%. It's exciting. And you know, the only way to live an exciting person is to recognize that you are your favorite person. And when your favorite person says, "Get up and go," get up and go. When your favorite person says, "Hey, there's no rush, there's no problem, relax, sit back and do whatever is right," then sit back and do whatever is right. Don't worry about it. Don't rush. Don't be concerned. Just enjoy yourself and have fun. Now, my favorite person tells me that I'm a nice guy. Ha, wise favorite person. My favorite person tells me that I'm a happy person. Wise favorite person. My favorite person tells me I'm whole and perfect. Wise favorite person. My favorite person tells me that I'm a delightful, fantastic, enjoyable person, and that's a wise favorite person. Now, what about you? What does your favorite person say to you? Does your favorite person say to you that you are a delightful person? That you are an exciting person, that you are a worthwhile person, that you are the most beautiful, fulfilling, desirable being on the face of the earth? Is that what your favorite person tells you? Well, if it doesn't, I would get after that favorite person. Because we should be enjoying who we are. We should be enjoying what we are. We should be enjoying everything that we are, because that's who we are, and that's what life is all about. Life is all about enjoying who we are and what we are, and being ourselves and just having lots of fun. That's what life is all about. Life is all about making our way in a joyous, super fantastic way. And life is appreciating who we are, delighting in who we are, realizing who we are, and realizing that there's nothing else more important to us or to the world than who we are. Now, are you ready for such an experience like that? Oh, I am. I am ready for that kind of an experience, because I am just a happy kind of guy. I am just a fulfilled type of guy. I am the type of guy that says yes to everything. And you know, when I say yes to everything, then everything is, and everything reveals itself in its perfect, divine, magnificent way. It takes a little bit of intelligence. It takes a little bit of attention. It takes a little bit of awareness to realize that this is so, but it is so, and it is who I am. It is what I am. It is how I am. And I am that I am, and I am so happy to be me, because my favorite person talks to me, shares with me, and delights in me, and expresses in me all that I am, and I am wonderful. You know, life is a great way to share the thoughts of who we are and what we are and why we are. But it cannot do that unless we play the game with who we are. And my game is my favorite person, and I tell my favorite person, wow, what a glorious, fantastic, super califragilistic being you are. Wow, do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you? Wow, yes, I do. Now, where do you stand on this little charade here? Where do you stand on this game of liking yourself? Where do you stand? Do you stand on that little game of liking yourself, of being the master? Or do you stand on that little game of liking yourself, of being someone who is being pushed around by life? Well, I am only pushed around, if you will, by my favorite person, that's me. And it says, get up, move, do something, enjoy life, and have a wonderful day. Because that's what life is all about. And that's what you are all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.